Welcome back to the Gum Guru Podcast, where we dig into the surprising ways your gums connect to your overall health. And I'm your host today, Lisa Pruff. I'm taking over from Jason Kong, who's moved on to greener pastures, and we'll miss him. Today, we're talking snacks. So what's in your snack drawer, and is it helping or hurting your gums? Dr. Singletary is with me today from North Raleigh Periodontics, and he's here to help us break down the best and the worst snacks for a healthy mouth. So get ready, sir, some tooth-friendly tips that might surprise you. So good morning, Dr. Singletary. How are you doing today?
Oh, great. Great day in the neighborhood. Happy spring to everybody.
Let's start with the basics. How exactly does snacking affect our gum health?
It's a good question. You know, every time you eat, doesn't matter what you're eating, but every time you eat, you have salivary flow. There are enzymes in saliva that help break down food particles. And those enzymes, when they digest whatever's in your mouth, decreases the pH in your mouth. And that decreased pH in your mouth can cause demineralization of your teeth.
That's a lot to chew on right there.
Literally.
Literally, that's right. So is that like when it increases the pH, how does that hurt the teeth? Does that hurt the teeth or help the teeth? Or?
Well, when you have a decrease in pH, acidic pH, it demineralizes the teeth. And there are certain foods that are worse than others. Obviously, you know, you don't want to have processed foods or like sugars, Hostess Twinkies or, you know, Little Debbie's. You know.
So those increase like more, the pH more?
Yes. And the bacteria love the sugar. And there's certain kind of bacteria, the strep bacteria particularly, digest the sugar. And that's when you get that acid production, as well as what's in the saliva.
So we know then that obviously probably, you know, Fruit Loops and donuts and stuff aren't the best snacks that you could have. Yeah. But are there sneaky snacks? Are there snacks that we think should be good for us and actually they turn off out doing more harm than good?
Well, yes, they are. I mean, actually fruit, you have your natural sugar in your fruit. And so, you know, I tell patients, you know, that, you know, the most important aspect is don't have added sugars. You know, if you look at a product and there's added sugars in it, you want to avoid it. But fruit, you know, that's in grapes or berries, you know, after you eat, rinse. And I tell patients to brush after every time they eat anyway. And that's another problem because some people say, well, you shouldn't brush after you eat. You know, if you have a snack, yes, the pH goes down and you have an acid pH. And people talk, well, when you brush, you're going to brush the enamel away because you got an acid pH. Well, you know, what's in water? You know, if you know anything about chemistry, what's the pH of water? It's pH 7 or neutral or basic. Rinse with water.
And you're safe.
And you're good.
Does that go for like wine? Because wine is a favorite snack of most of us. coffee. That's a good snack too.
Now you're going into what you shouldn't have, and that's alcohol.
Oh, come on.
Sorry about that.
Okay, so if they do have a glass of wine, though, do you brush right afterwards after you have the wine?
I would rinse for sure. I mean, but yeah. But those are the things that you want to avoid is, you know, your alcohols, your sugars, the sticky sweets, you know, the white, you know, like Ritz crackers, you know.
All the things they've already told us we're not allowed to have.
Yeah, anymore, your nabs. Yeah. You know what nabs are, don't you?
That sounds like a Southern thing. I'm not sure.
That's your Nabisco crackers. You have to be from North Carolina to know that.
Okay.
It's a Nabs and a Coke. And that Coke is Pepsi, by the way. It comes from New Bern.
So I heard that there's some foods called nature's toothbrush. What would those be?
Well, that's a good question. You know, carrots are good for that. You know, it just rubs the plaque off the teeth. You know, and one thing that's a good snack, of course, you probably don't reach for it, but when I was thinking about what we're going to talk about today, I was looking at shiitake mushrooms. They are antibacterial. They kill the bacteria that causes gum disease.
I actually love shiitake mushrooms.
Yeah.
Are they still good if you saute them in some butter and olive oil?
All right. Well, olive oil is good for you. Yeah, take the butter away.
And it's good for your gums?
Yeah. Well, olive oil is okay. But take the butter away and you're all right.
I've seen some like dried shiitake mushroom snacks now. You see those?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, they're like vegan jerky. So you could get like dried shiitake mushrooms and these sort of dried vegetables.
Yeah.
Those might be, but do they need to be raw for them to be helpful? Or
I don't think you want to cook them too much. You know, if you saute them in olive oil, Yeah, and I'm from Durham. Yeah, a little bit of salt. You got to have a little bit of salt in there, you know, just to get some seasoning. But, you know, you ask, you know, people like to talk about nuts. You know, the thing that concerns me, I've been doing this a long time. Almonds are good. They're good for you. But do sliced almonds because almonds are brittle, and you can crack a tooth in half a heartbeat. I've seen more cracked teeth. Or
on almonds.
Almonds. Nuts. Crunchy nice almonds. But almonds are a big one. I mean, and you just got to be real careful. As time goes on, the mineral structure of your teeth, the density, it becomes less dense. And so you're more susceptible to chipping of teeth and fracturing teeth. And so the longer you live, the more opportunity you're going to have for cracked teeth. So you got to watch crunchy stuff.
Yeah. Well, now they're telling us that dark chocolate's good for everything, and that really made my day when I heard that. Is it also good for our gums?
Well, I never saw anything in my research about dark chocolate, but apparently it's good. It's antioxidant.
Yeah. So it could be. We could construe that as good to continue
there you go.
Our fun with the dark chocolate that we just want to make up.
Kale's good. Green tea.
Green tea. Okay. Yeah. That's a good one. It's got antioxidants and stuff in it, too.
Yes, it does. Blueberries. You know, celery. Yeah, and
celery is good. I love that with some like cheese or something.
Yeah, well,
cream cheese is not good though, right?
Well, put a little bit of cream cheese. Yeah, peanut butter. There you go.
Okay,
or hummus.
Oh, I love hummus. That's good. Yeah. So that's a nice healthy snack for our gums.
Celery and hummus is good.
All right, here's one of the big ones, and they talked me into it. I heard it on the internet, and I literally bought a jar of it for $56. The gum. I bought the gum that was $56. You're supposed to chew it in between your snacking and stuff. So what do you think of the gum? Xylitol gum.
It's an antibacterial. Yeah. And it stimulates salivary flow. But that's okay. I mean, the xylitol kills the bacteria that it causes decay.
So would that be a good thing to have maybe after your snack?
Just be careful because... two things bring implants down, trauma and gum disease.
Oh.
So if you're chewing a lot of gum, you're traumatizing your teeth. But the implants, since implants don't have wiggle room. Teeth do. Teeth have the ligament attaching the root to bone. But implants, it's implant bone. So constant banging on it, you just got to be careful.
So there must be some snacks that are really not good for implants. What would those be?
Or just anything traumatic, like almonds.
Right.
Yeah, sticky sweets. Anything that you want food that that you can. Fruits are fine, but anytime you reduce the pH, you got to be careful because and it's a good question because if you oxidize the implant post, reduction in pH, inflammation around the implant causes oxidation of the implant post. That's titanium oxide, and your body doesn't like that. Mm. So if you do have implants, whatever you eat, rinse.
Well,
and you should do that anyway because you want to reduce the acid pH that occurs after you have anything in your mouth.
I know we've talked a lot about brushing four times a day and brushing in between things, but you talked about biofilm. So how is biofilm affected by snacking?
So the bacteria is pretty smart. They produce a proteinaceous matrix. It's called biofilm. So they'll digest the things that are in the food and create that biofilm. And eventually our immune system, the neutrophils, penetrate that biofilm. The best thing to do is just break the biofilm up, and that's brushing.
Brushing. So we've talked a lot about all kinds of snacks and how almonds can break our teeth and all these different things can cause, sugar isn't good for our teeth or enamel. And we've how could you summarize it for the gums specifically? Like what makes our gums healthy or not healthy in terms of snacks?
Well, obviously the bacteria, but there's food that you can, that are anti-inflammatory in nature. We mentioned green tea. That is anti-inflammatory components. Fish oil, omega-3. This is not a snack, but coenzyme Q10 is an anti-inflammatory, and that promotes healing and helps with inflammation. So you got your leafy greens like spinach and kale. They're rich in vitamin A, C, and calcium. you know, your fatty fish, they're anti-inflammatory. They have your omega-3. Now, I'm a fish fan. So, you know, salmon's great. You know, if I could have a snack on salmon all the time, that would be awesome. And you put a little avocado with it, you know, and it's really good. So, you know, we talked about shiitake mushrooms. You know, I don't know, put them in your backpack and just pop it in every once in a while. And it's antibacterial. So, you know, so those kind of things. Of course, obviously, we talked about your real brittle foods that get the plaque off. So, yeah, main thing is, you know, if you want to reduce inflammation, obviously remove the bacteria. But, yeah, those foods that we mentioned are probably good for that, you know, help with inflammation.
Super. Is there anything we've missed? I know you also always gave with Jason always used to ask you, what's the homework for our audience this week? So what would be the homework with the snacks?
Well, just check and look and see if you got added sugars on the package, mm-hmm. you know, and stick to things that you know that are grown and maybe grown naturally. You know, you got your carrots, you got your celery, you know, you got your nuts. Just be careful with those. And just be aware of if it looks white, it's probably not good for you.
Well, thank you so much. So we've got some things to think about here. So next time you reach for a snack, think of your gums. And maybe trade those crackers for a crunchy carrot or a mouthful of not almonds. Mouthful of something else. Thanks, Dr. Singletary, for joining us today here on The Gum Guru. And remember, small changes in your snack habits could lead to a healthier smile for life. You want some more bite-sized gum wisdom? Visit NorthRaleighPerio.com and don't forget to follow us wherever you get your podcasts, because your gums deserve a guru.